This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Coming out shining, shining. I can see the stars aligning. Me and you is perfect timing. We just gotta keep on vibing. Yeah, elevate the crowd. Feet lifting off the ground. Shock the world like wow. Feel it getting stronger now. Trailblazer, rule breaker, new flavor, straight laser, gold maker, room shaker, lost in a beat. Make you wanna move. Energy electric, taking us higher, we're in the zone, blazing on fire, flashes of magic.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you so know it, and so do I. It does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, today is Thursday, February the 27th of 2025. Day number 58 of the year, and only 307 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
We are radio. We are sarcasm. We are both combined. Radio Big.
Oh, yes, a little combination of things, the one, the two, and the three, if one may say it in that fashion. Anyway, so a lot of stuff going on since yesterday, of course, as we are hanging out and doing our thing. Yeah, so I guess I probably should talk about this because I have not talked about it, and I got called out yesterday. I got called out yesterday about some things going on. So before I get to that, before I get to being called out on something, how about if I just do this info and I pull this over? Let's see if I can pull it over. I think it said I can pull it over. Yeah, this is what we need to talk about. Energy Safety Canada. Yeah, I just blew out my face if you're on the stream version. Yep, Energy Safety. Let's see if I can manage to do this. Yep, Energy Safety Canada, their conference coming up. 2025. Yeah, 2025 Safety Conference happening in, let's see, April the 28th through May the 1st in Banff, Alberta, Canada. Mm-hmm. That's what's going on. So it's your opportunity to come hang out. We will be at the trade show interviewing and doing the stuff that we get to do. If you want to come hang out and get all Energy Safety Canada in Banff, it's a great time, by the way. If you've not been before, you probably need to give some serious consideration. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it's right around the corner if you really start thinking about it. 2 months away. 2 months away tomorrow to the day. So, good old Banff, Alberta. Energy Safety Canada. So, I started talking about that yesterday, and some people were like, you started talking about something you didn't finish, about something coming up. So, that's what's coming up. Love to see you there. We'll be broadcasting live, by the way. So let's talk about this. If you're new here, let's talk about what we do. We talk about safety in the news, news and safety. That's kind of the gig of our show. Just a lot of stuff to go through, if one may say it in that fashion. So, would love to see you. Interact with us. Callinradio.com, best way to do it. Audio, video, text messaging, if you want to come hang out in that particular segment. Some people always tell me, well, what happens there is once you get there, I can do everything on social media. Well, you can do it on social media. I just don't pay attention. This one gives me a little flashy-dashy on the screen, and then I kind of read through some of that stuff, and it influences the show on where it will go. I mean, I think you know that.
Duh.
So, that's an option. Our show consists of safety in the news and safety. That's kind of really how it goes. So, with that being said, why don't we start talking right away about what the hell was trending?
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I take a look at the trends of the ends of the ends, it goes something like this. Notable and noteworthy, a windfall for bankruptcy lawyers wrapping up the FTX saga. Also, fans raise concerns about Justin Bieber and cringe over Will Smith's latest performance. Also, how the Stranger Things cast will watch the final episode in casting calls. And then senior royals have culinary-themed day at the kingdom. I mean, what else would you be doing at hanging out with the royals? So there you go. So anyways, with that being said, I have some people hanging out with us from Feature Story News. They are the professional broadcasters around here. And they will tell you everything that's going on inside of the world because that's what they do. Anyways, we're streaming across on Radio Big.fm, also on SafetyFM.com, also on your favorite streamers, also streaming in video across your favorite social media platform. You can always go to our website and go to Visual Radio inside of there. Also, you know, our different apps that are out there. Yeah, just options galore. Options galore. Reminds me of a Bond movie. Okay, so with that being said, let's get into some news.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer's in Washington for a high-stakes meeting with President Trump set to focus on Ukraine. Keir Starmer will warn him Russia could break any peace deal with Ukraine without US security guarantees. The two leaders meet having at times appeared at odds over how to end the war. Political historian Sir Anthony Seldon says Keir Starmer will hope to make the case to the US president the UK can play a role in shaping the future of Ukraine.
It is accepting that he, Keir Starmer, really has something to offer the Americans on Ukraine, that they're going to find a way forward that doesn't involve selling out to Putin, that it's going to be an acceptable deal with some British packaging round the deal. That's going to be important.
Actor Gene Hackman and his wife Betsy Arakawa have been found dead at their home in New Mexico. Police say they don't believe what they call foul play was a factor, but say there's an active investigation. Days after India restarted trade negotiations with the UK, it's now sitting down with the European Union to hammer out a long-delayed trade deal. The EU's expected to echo US President Donald Trump, urging India to lower tariffs on some products. As New Delhi looks to diversify its own exports, there are concerns that America's reciprocal taxes will hurt Indian businesses. Neha Punia reports from New Delhi.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen is in India on a two-day visit, and accompanying her are 27 commissioners of the European Union. The visit comes amid heightened tensions between the US and the EU, but experts say it may still be a while till India signs a trade deal. New Delhi has been a notoriously slow trade negotiator. India wants trade concessions for its textile exports as well as lower duties on steel and aluminium. It's also pushing for more mobility for skilled Indian labour. In exchange, the EU wants India to open up market access and lower tariffs, especially on cars, wines and spirits, a demand that the UK has made as well. Neha Punia, New Delhi.
A child in the US state of Texas has died from measles amid a worsening outbreak. The death is the first in the country from the disease in more than a decade. Nick Harper reports from Washington.
The school-aged child was not vaccinated against the disease in an area of rural West Texas where around 14% of school children have been granted vaccination exemptions, largely on religious grounds. More than 120 people have now become infected, with cases also now emerging in the neighbouring state of New Mexico. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has downplayed the death. He told reporters on Wednesday the US experiences measles outbreaks every year.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. If you pop out at night this week, you might be in for a celestial surprise, because in many parts of the world, seven planets are going to be aligned, creating a chance to see a so-called planetary parade in the night sky that won't be visible again for another 15 years. Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune and Uranus could all be visible when there are clear skies, and while you won't be able to make them all out with the naked eye, at least five of them should be clear to see.
Get yourself somewhere with a good level horizon, no trees, no tall buildings. So actually you can see these things quite easily with your eye.
Robert Massey is the Deputy Director of the Royal Astronomy Society.
You can do it to a certain extent just with your eye. Mercury is really close to the sun, so is Saturn. Slightly different colours. Saturn's yellowish. Mars has a very obvious salmon pink reddish colour. Jupiter is bright. Venus is brighter still. You know, with your eye, these things are really distinct. If you get a telescope, those things just become more prominent. But honestly, it's dead easy to pick these things out. There's a reason the ancient Greeks and actually very, very early civilizations appreciated them, because they were so bright and easy to see.
February the 28th is said to be the best night to take a gander, but only for a few minutes after sunset. And the best vantage point will be in any location where light pollution is either non-existent or limited in scope. The next planetary parade will feature four planets in 2028 and five 4 years later. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer is in Washington for a high-stakes meeting with President Trump set to focus on Ukraine. Actor Gene Hackman and his wife, Betsy Arakawa, have been found dead at their home in New Mexico. India is sitting down with the European Union to hammer out a long-delayed trade deal. And a child in the US state of Texas has died from measles amid a worsening outbreak. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital. No doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made for best life insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime, get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off the list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's L-A-D-D-E-R, life.com/safetyfm, ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Listen at your own risk.
Rated R, Safety Show.
Embrace a daily boost of nature with Field of Greens. Discover the simple power of one scoop to elevate your well-being. Enjoy the flavor that appeals to you the most, and let the blend of organic fruits and vegetables enhance your life. Experience the following benefits with Field of Greens. Noticeable energy increase to power you throughout the day.
Improve quality of sleep.
Enhance digestive comfort.
Me and you is perfect timing. We just gotta keep on vibing. Stronger.
breaker now. Trailblazer, rule breaker, new flavor, straight laser, gold maker, room shaker, lost in a beat. Make you wanna move. Energy electric, taking us higher, we're in the zone, blazing on fire, flashes of magic, light up the room, I don't think they ready for it, here it comes, boom, boom. Trailblazer, rule breaker, new flavor, straight laser, gold maker, room shaker, lost in a beat, make you wanna move.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Okay, so not sure what happened there, but always a fun time. 16 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Thursday. Okay, so let's go into it. Going into bankruptcy. Or going bankrupt is good business, I guess is the way to look at it. For some, a recent court filing shows that various law firms working with FTX wind down collectively billed for more than $952 million. That's more than half that went to the firms. Between two firms. Despite the high fee, customers who lost the investment with the exchange have begun to be repaid. They'll get back more than what they lost, a rarity in such bankruptcy and liquidation proceedings. By comparison, the initial wrap-up, the Lehman Brothers, which began in 2008, cost about $2 billion. $2 billion. That was according to Crypto News. Yeah, that's a lot of dinero. Dinero primero. You know what I'm saying? Or dinero primero. But I mean, I like to say it the other way. Okay, so there you go. As winter streets parking weren't annoying enough. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about there. A sinkhole swallowed a car in Philly area in a neighborhood in early Tuesday that left a second vehicle teething on the edge. Fortunately, no one was injured and the surrounding damage was minimal. Police responded quickly and were able to shut down water gas lines to minimize the escalating problem, if one would put it this way. Anyways, a miracle for such a densely built area. One resident tells local media that I was kind of concerned that my house would fall down, but it was only the car. It's only two cars, and it would have been, it's been like a person, only a cars, only the street. Nothing like major. Yeah, CBS Philly. Gotta love it. I mean, that was slightly confusing as we're talking. So, a lot of stuff, little time, always how it goes around here. So, take a listen to this. Drake is postponing 16 shows down under due to logistical issues, and fans were not happy. Well, one shared his reaction on news on X. Since Drake postponed the show, I'm a true believer that Kendrick... would never Drake actually disappointed me so bad. Another user fanned the flames with the ongoing beef between the two rappers, suggesting that Kendrick needs to put on a final nail in the coffin by booking a minor scheduling conflict tour and tour with the same verses as the same time that Drake would have. This is according to the Mirror. Are we really that into it because of a postponement? Or does the postponement piss people off because it's not a money return? I mean, I never understand that, especially during COVID, where people are like, oh, yeah, we're going to postpone this. I think the only one that I saw do it or noticed doing it the right way was Sammy Hagar. Sammy Hagar was like, okay, we're going to cancel this thing. We're going to go back, but I'd prefer people have their money because everybody needs their money at this time. Just saying. But then again, I'm a Hagar fan, too. I'm a Roth fan, too, so let's not lie. I was a Roth fan before a Hagar fan. Anyway, celebs are just like us. When Lionel Messi isn't scoring goals, he is just a normal dad and a husband. Inside my house, I'm a very normal person like anybody else. He told record producer Zane Lowe, an exclusive interview on Apple Music, Messi is a dad of three boys and has with his wife, Antonella Roccuzzo. There will be a full interview that debuts tomorrow. This is according to People. Why is he being interviewed by a record producer? That's kind of a weird one. I think it is. I don't know.
Safety never sounded so terrible. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so the stars of Stranger Things have to wait to watch the new episodes with the rest of the world ahead of the forthcoming season. Billy Bobby Brown tells Variety that it's been that way for 10 years, adding, I don't think they are going to start on the last season. No premiere date for the fifth season and final season has been announced as of yet, though creators Matt and Ross Duffer did say last month that the post-production was ahead of schedule, so maybe sooner rather than later. Meanwhile, Brown's latest project, The Electric State, hits theaters on March the 14th. Billy Bobby Brown. Yeah. There you go. Some stuff going on, no doubt there. So let's continue talking. Washington Post owner Jeff Bezos announced the newspaper staff on Wednesday that the paper would rein in its options pages to focus on individual liberties and free market policies. Acknowledging the ever-changing media landscape, Bezos wrote in part, there was a time when newspapers, especially one that was local, had a local monopoly, might have seen it as a service to bring the reader's doorstep every morning, broad-based opinion section that sought to cover the views. Today, the internet does that job. David Shipley, the Post editor, decided to leave his position instead of managing the revised section. This is according to Jeff Bezos. So, it's getting weird, man. It's getting weird out there. But I guess if you're looking at it and you're saying the internet does all of it, so what's the point? A lot of stuff yesterday going on. By the way, I did not know about that Gene Hackman thing. I need to mention that. Kind of surprised. And in Santa Fe, passed away in Santa Fe. I don't know why I'm bringing that up now, but I'm still kind of in shock, I guess, by the news. I was looking it up when we ran into the ads, just so you know. Okay, so NASA has declared an all clear over the asteroid 2024 YR4, which previously had a 3% chance of hitting Earth in 2032. But wait, while the Earth almost certainly avoided impact, the moon might get hit, may take a hit. There's a 1.7 chance that that's happening, and analysts believe even an estimate might be a little bit higher. Astronomers will have to clear view to the asteroid next month and hopefully we can get a better idea of the size, though, James Webb Space Telescope. This is according to the New York Post. I mean, why are we having so many scenes all of a sudden that sound very, very similar to Armageddon? You know what I'm saying?
Show and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, take a listen to this one. A fake seizure led to the dog napping of two bulldog puppies from Colorado pet store. According to the employees, three men entered the store a few minutes apart, all asking about a high-priced pups. While one of them pretended to be having a seizure, the other two grabbed some of the puppies and sped off in a gold of Cadillac Escalade. Only one faking a medical emergency was arrested. He faces charges of suspicious and conspiracy to commit a felony theft and drug possession. Officers are still looking for the other two. As for the puppies, one was later returned to the store by a woman who bought it for $1,500 from the street vendor and realized that it was one of the ones that had been stolen. So she just gave up $1,500? Okay. Differently. That's different in regards to that. So I guess that's one way. So there you go. Interesting. Interesting things. I don't know if I would go try to steal some puppies, but hey, there you go. So take a listen to this one. Actress Michelle Trachtenberg has died. This one was a shocker yesterday, too. According to several reports, she was found by her mom at her Manhattan apartment. No further details were shared, though the actress had recently undergone a liver transplant. Michelle is best known for her roles as Harriet the Spy, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and Gossip Girl. She was 39 at the time of her passing. Like, seriously, this is what I try to explain all the time. It's not how the clock ticks. It's not because you have X amount of time left. You just don't know. When that number gets called, it's it. I mean, it's what's going on. Interesting, as we are talking, for sure. No doubt. Okay, so take a listen to this one, because we're going to get swampy. I told you that this is swampland now. We're not even going to talk about it. We should just go into it. President Trump said during his first cabinet meeting on Wednesday that he hopes to begin selling $5 million worth of foreign investment visas in the next 2 weeks. He seemed bullish on using them to pay down debt, noting that selling $1 million would bring in $5 trillion in revenue. True to form, he tempered expectations, saying that he thinks that the government will sell many. Trump also disappointingly suggested that it takes 2 years to balance a budget, but said that it might happen sooner, of course. Nothing in politics happens in a vacuum, and ongoing drastic pending cuts in development of new revenue opportunities could balance the spending equation beyond Congress allocation. Meanwhile, the Office of Management and Budget issued a government-wide memo on Wednesday, further ordering the leadership of every agency to create a specific plans to downsize their operation. These efficiencies programs should eliminate unnecessary positions that reduce top-line budget hits, such as plans to do... Such plans are due in 2 weeks and must be implemented by the end of September, which coincides with the end of the federal government fiscal year. Separately, EPA Chief Lee Zeldin told Trump the agency that it will cut 65% of its workforce. The EPA, 65% of its workforce. I don't know. It gets pretty interesting. I mean, I understand. Reductions, costs, but it's a lot of interesting stuff going on because there's a lot of cuts. And I mean, downsizing, if you go back, smaller government is what some people wanted. So this is what it looks like. It was starting to look like. It's going to be interesting as we go forward, no doubt. So because of all of this, let's talk about some of the things that happened yesterday in the stock market. The Dow lost about 188 points to close at 43,433 on Wednesday. The S&P was flat to close at 5,956, and the NASDAQ increased by 48 points to close at 19,075. West Texas Intermediate, so fuel, gas, okay? Oil, let's just talk about it, $68 a barrel. Brent crude, $72 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.13. On Wednesday, and Bitcoin tumbled again, down about 5.5%, now trading under $84,000. $84,000. Okay? And then Friday night's Mega Million drawing will be for a $197 million jackpot or a $91.9 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so, of course. Gets interesting, right? What a time to be alive, right? Okay, so let's talk about this because some people are talking about it. Justin Bieber's latest Instagram post has fans concerned about his well-being. In the video, Biebs raps about being high like a bagpipe and high like a bad guy while shirtless with a bag full of snacks. Something is very off, one follower commented. The video disturbs me on so many levels. WTF. Earlier this month, Bieber's rep denied rumors the singer is on drugs after similar concerns were raised over his gaunt appearance and questionable actions. So there you go. Also, let's see, what else do we got? Will Smith left people cringing following the recent appearance alongside Spanish singer India Martinez at Univision's 37th Premio de los Nuestros Awards show in Miami last week. While performing their song First Love, the two were very handsy with one another. At one point, even appeared to have kissed. Inappropriate. Even if it's entertainment, one person commented on the clip. Worth noting, Smith is technically single, as he and his wife Jada Pinkett Smith have allegedly been separated for years. Martinez is also reportedly single. So I don't know. I don't understand people. And I don't understand how people have relationships like, you know, hey, we're going to stay married because we're never going apart, but we're not together. It's kind of a weird one. I don't know. I mean, you do your own thing. Whatever you agree to, as long as not hurting someone else, I guess we're good. I'm just saying. Okay, so Woody Harrelson believes in aliens and has a real-life encounter to base those beliefs. During his recent appearance on the Late Show with host Stephen Colbert, he asked Harrelson about his experience, which he took place in Ohio back in 1974. I wasn't abducted, or maybe I was abducted and forgot, he stated out. It was a nighttime and there was these lights and just kind of things blinking. And then would just in one shoot, boom, all across the sky. After making a strange phenomenon with some of his neighbors at the time, Harrelson said, then it ended. Everyone was just went back to what they do every day. Nobody talked about it. Literally, everybody was just went inside and said nothing. Nothing. Kind of a weird one. I mean, I think if you would have a shock like that, things would change for you. I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying. This doesn't seem like I would be like, oh, yeah, every day is exactly the same. Seems like things might have changed up. Anyways, let's get into our main story because it sounds like it's time to do that because, you know, we do some main story stuff from time to time.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
You know, I have to tell you, I look around and I go, it's interesting how you and I get to interact. And it's interesting on how we get to do stuff together, but as I look at this stuff, I am amazed, just amazed on the amount of work that is done out in the field. The amount of work that is done on a daily basis and the information that I have the privilege of people contacting me and sharing with me at what's going on in their workplaces. And sometimes I'm gonna say, you know, as I listen to some of the information, I wonder if it's fairy tale like, you know, partially made up stuff, or over exaggerated. But then there's times that I get stories or information on what's going on, and it just sounds spot on. I can envision exactly the things going on, and the work that you all do out there is extremely difficult because on a day in, day out basis, besides that you're trying to maintain a level of safety inside of the workplace, some safeguards, if one may put it that way, you're also having to, let's say, politic what's going on inside of your workplace. Because here's what happens. You have this weird opportunity to sit there and talk to the people that are, we'll say, quote unquote, are in charge and tell them the worst things that are going to potentially happen. The other portion that you're doing is you're sitting there as you're telling them about the worst things that are going to happen, telling them how you have a plan to mitigate some of these things. And then in return, on top of that, you have to make sure that none of it happens. And by you making sure that nothing happens, then the question from the leadership or the people that run the place comes about of, did we really have to invest X because this never happened? So do you see all of a sudden you're working one way to work another way to say, I am making things stop before they happen and you're never going to see them? It is proving the accident that never happened. The incident that never happened. And so this is where the fight comes about. This is where safety is normally not considered a profit center. It's considered a cost center. And the whole time you're arguing to prove that your ideas have worked. Now, I cannot tell you how many times I've had the phone call of this person inside of this organization is the head safety person. And all of a sudden, the assistant that does not make as much money as the head safety person is now going to be put in charge. And the head safety person is getting the walking papers because the assistant does not cost as much as the head safety person and can manage all the things that the head safety person did. So the assistant will take over and at a cheaper cost, which is a good thing. And then all of a sudden, a few months down the road, the assistant did not understand as well as the head person. There's an issue that occurs, and now the assistant's on the chopping block. Well, the assistant that became the head person. You see how it's just a big call? I mean, a big cluster. It's a big cluster. I was going to say something else, but I was like, probably shouldn't say that. It's just a cluster F when it's all said and done. Convoluted is how this whole thing is. So it puts you in an interesting place. And sometimes I wonder, are those the things that keep you up at night? If you need to go in there and have conversations about the work you do, tell them about the incidents that never occurred based on safeguards that were put in place, not necessarily by you, but by what you discovered and the learning environment with the team and how you were able to move forward. Because that's what happens. Learning teams, these things, you know, officially learning from the crew is important. And also at the same time, their information, if you're able to drive it forward with upper management, is what will change the organization. That's going to be the important part to always remember.
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
Do you have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma, Georgia, and South Carolina. For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com for more information. Lighting the way to recovery. Coastal Claim Consultants.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Safety never sounded so terrible. Rated R Safety Show.
Well, you might be like me and heard all these terms and were not 100% sure on what they meant. Things as
mining,
blockchain, the Internet of Things. Well, I will tell you, we here at Safety FM have partnered up with a company that will explain this to you and will also have conversations to inform you on how you might have the potential of making passive income by being involved with this. All you need to do is go to safetyfm.com/iHub. They'll discuss blockchain. What exactly is mining? What is cryptocurrency? And what is the Internet of Things? To find out more information, go to safetyfm.com/iHub. That's safetyfm.com/iHub. And don't forget to mention that Jay Allen sent you.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit.
Real big.
Proud feet lifting off the ground. Shock the world like wow. Feel it getting stronger now. Trailblazer, rule breaker, new flavor, straight laser. Gold maker, room shaker, lost in a big. Make you wanna move. Energy electric, taking us higher. We're in the zone, blazing on fire. Flashes of magic, light up the room. I don't think they're ready for it.
Here oh, yes, here we are. Rated R Safety Show. Hanging out, doing our thing.
Make you want to move.
Yeah, makes you want to move. This right here, song's titled Move, in case you did not know. This is K Parks. Or some people might say Q Parks, but I think it's K Parks. There you go. Song's readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music.
Show them how to move.
Yeah, you might want to give it a little streamer-emer action. No doubt there. Because that's kind of what we do. We'd like to thank Kay Parks for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. Because, you know, this stuff just makes us want to move. Yep, there you go. Anyways, thanks again for allowing us to play this as we are doing our thingo. No doubt about that. Anyway, so let's get into some of the most important stuff that I will ever tell you about, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And all you have to do is go to a website and find out some information. So when you are having a tough moment of the day, it's okay to pause and take care of yourself. If you go to TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says self-care, there are some suggestions on what you can do right now and how you can make plans to keep yourself, you know, in check, making efforts on what you need to do going into the future. And, you know, there's just some simple techniques like connecting yourself with your breath, making sure that you're taking care of your basic needs, doing some body scans, meditation stuff. Use your senses of space between yourself and your feelings. Call a friend. You know, there's just different things you can do. So TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says self-care. Self-care. We'll have some info right there for you in regards to things that need to be done. I'm telling you, it could change everything for you. No doubt there. Okay, so let's talk about this. Many people of a certain age were warned as kids not to sit too close to the TV because it would supposedly harm your eyes. Then those who know decided that that wasn't the case at all. But now, in a slightly different spin, experts are warning that too much screen time significantly increases the risk of certain eye problems among children. In a new analysis published by the Journal of American Medical Association, researchers examined the effect of digital screens on the risk of developing nearsightedness or myopia. They evaluated dozens of studies involving more than 330,000 people looking for the possible links about the amount of screen time that were viewed involving the devices such as smartphones, tablets, game consoles, computers, and televisions. Their conclusions, those who spent more than an hour on digital screens more than likely diagnosed with nearsightedness and likelihood to increase for each hour of screen time per day up to 4 hours. The researchers suggest that might mean that it would be wise to limit the time on the screen to 1 hour per day for children. Fine, but now how am I going to punish my kids? That's going to be one. And it sounded perfectly logical until I thought about it. Short of going camping somewhere off the grid, there's no way that anyone could possibly limit themselves to less than an hour of screen time per day. Even if they're five. I mean, I'm just saying. So if I take computer time, now let's just be realistic here. If you're hanging out with me, you're listening to me, you know that I have this microphone because I just tapped it. But if you're watching me on a screen, a video screen, I have this giant screen over here behind all these cameras. That's how I look at everything and what's going on. So I don't know how that's going to work because that's 3 hours a day. Minimum. That's not counting if I'm doing anything else. I don't know how we would get that to work. Just saying. Anyways, the famously disastrous Firefest, is still getting a sequel. The Fire Festival is set to be held in Mexico, Isla Mujeres, May the 30th through June the 2nd, according to the founder, Billy McFarland. Monday, he described that it's a three-day escape to the Mexican Caribbean, where you'll explore a day alongside your favorite talent and come together at night and celebrate the music. His statement on X promises world-class accommodations and adventures, taking guests on the boundaries of pushing excursions, by day and uniting for intimate beachside performances at night. No performers have been announced. He organized the original back in 2017 Fire Festival in the Bahamas and it gained popularity among influencers and celebrities. But those who spent thousands of dollars on tickets were met with mass disorganization, lodging, and now infamous limp cheese sandwiches. So I'm guessing the only boundary-pushing excursions will be a five-mile walk to find real food. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, well, see you at Firefest 2. I mean, I guess. I don't know. Okay, with that being said, let's do something a little bit more positive. Let's bring some John Smalls in here. Motivation
Minute. The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Brian. Elizabeth Gilbert said, "Stop wearing your wishbone where your backbone ought to be." What a cool quote. Have you ever met someone like this? I know someone who's always talking about things that are not really goals, but they're more like wishes. They want to have all this stuff happen for them, but they have absolutely no idea how to work towards getting any of these things done. I think a little hard work would surprise you. I've spent some time hunkered down working on a project that I wanted to get done. I actually accomplished way more in about 4 hours than I even wished for. I'm amazed at how quickly things move along when you A, have a plan, and B, actually do it.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at motivationminute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. I know God is faithful, so I trust Him. I know God loves me unconditionally, so I trust Him. I know God is merciful, so I trust Him. I know God is compassionate, so I trust Him. I know God is able, so I trust Him. I know God is near, so I trust Him. I know God is aware of my situation, so I trust Him. I know God is involved in my circumstances, so I trust Him. Philippians 4 said, "Fix your thoughts on what is true. Then the God of peace will be with you." Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
Western leaders convened in Kyiv to mark the third anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, pledging continued military support amid concerns over U.S. policy shifts under President Trump, Joseph Eckerson reports.
European leaders emphasized the global security implications of the conflict and expressed unease about Washington's changing stance, leading them to intensify sanctions and consider their roles in peace efforts.
The United States has imposed sanctions on over 30 individuals and vessels in China, the United Arab Emirates, and India, targeting entities allegedly financing Iran and supporting militant groups hostile to the U.S. and its allies.
This action follows President Trump's directive to reduce Iran's oil exports to zero, aiming to curb Iran's nuclear ambitions. Despite the sanctions, Trump suggested the possibility of negotiations with Iran. Kyle Norris reporting.
China has commenced live-fire exercises in the Gulf of Tonkin following Vietnam's declaration of territorial waters in the area. Benjamin Wright with the latest.
The drills, scheduled to continue through Thursday, have escalated tensions as both nations have long-standing maritime agreements but conflicting claims, particularly in the South China Sea. China's assertive actions have led to confrontations with Vietnam and other neighboring countries.
This is the latest news headlines.
A federal judge in Maryland has temporarily blocked the Trump administration's policy permitting immigration enforcement operations in certain houses of worship.
Judge Theodore Chang issued a preliminary injunction, citing potential violations of religious freedom in response to a lawsuit from various religious organizations. The plaintiffs argue that the policy deters immigrants from attending religious services, Lawrence Keller reporting.
A Hinds County sheriff's deputy was fatally shot while responding to a domestic call in Terry, Mississippi, Kevin Sanders reports.
Deputy Martin
Shields Jr., who had been with the department for 9 months, was found deceased at the scene. The Mississippi Bureau of Investigation is conducting an inquiry into the incident. Sheriff Tyree Jones honored Shields, describing him as a hero who demonstrated courage and dedication in his service.
U.S. stocks experienced a decline early this week, extending last week's significant losses. The S&P 500 fell by 0.5%, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average saw a slight increase of 0.1%. Jim Kender reports.
The NASDAQ composite decreased by 1.2%. Investors are closely monitoring upcoming economic reports and corporate earnings, including updates from Home Depot and Salesforce, as well as data on consumer confidence and inflation.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
Oh, yes, Radio Big is in the mix. We are still hanging out here on Safety FM as well as we are doing our thing. Okay, so let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 1991, George Bush declares Kuwait liberated from the Iraqi invasion. That day, Saddam Hussein ordered his troops out of the small country. The surrender came after only 4 days of major combat operations. That happened back in 1991. Let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Lindsay Morgan turns 25. Sean Strickland turns 34. Hold on. How is Lindsay Morgan 25 and Lindsay Morgan 35? Is there two different Lindsay Morgans? Same, just slightly different? Anyways, Jenwell Farley turns 40. Let's see. Kate Mara turns 42. She doesn't look 42 at all, though. Josh Groban, 44. Chelsea Clinton turns 45. Tony Gonzalez, 49. Peter Andre, 52. Rosanda Chili Thomas, 54. You know, TLC love there, just saying. Adam Baldwin. Yes, Adam Baldwin turns 63. James Worthy, 64. And Joanna Woodward turns 95 today. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, well, I think there is Uno, National Chili Day. That's what I got. National Chili Day for you. Yeah, chili. Okay, so National Chili Day. If you need a random joke for today, I got one of those. Having a dog is 90% following each other around, watching each other go potty and wondering what the other one has in their mouth. Yep, that's what you got. If you need a phone starter for today, I got one of those for you. What food do you still purchase if the price was 300% up? What food is it? You know, there's some stuff out there that happens. Okay, if you need a question for the water cooler, try this. 17% of restaurant servers say that they hate when you do this. What is it? Claim a table before it's cleaned off. So there you go. That's going to sum up our time together. That's for sure. Thanks for hanging out with me on this lovely Thursday. Always a good time when you and I get to hang out. Now, over the next couple hours, I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm if you want to come and hang out with me for the next couple hours or so. If not, that's fine. You can hang out here on Safety FM and talk to the likes of Seldon Primus as he's talking about the world of safety consulting. There you go. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this one. Little minds are tamed and subdued by misfortune, but great minds rise above them. Yep, that's it. Thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
breaker, new flavor, straight laser, gold maker, room shaker, lost in a beat. Make you wanna move. Energy electric, taking us higher. We're in the zone, blazing on fire. Flashes of magic,